Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mariah Johnson, Senior Director of Beef Sustainability Research for NCBA. We're back with Mariah in just a moment. With us today is Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson for the Southern Plains, and John offers us an overview of top Westbred performers in 2021.
We continue to see a couple of our varieties do very well, particularly in the central and eastern part of Oklahoma, those two varieties being WB4401 and 4699. Both of those varieties have some tolerance to Fusarium head blight. They also have some tolerance to the stripe rust disease, which was a significant issue this year. As we move west, our two varieties that seem to be performing the best this year are WB4595 and also WB4792. Those are tougher, more drought-tolerant varieties that have pretty good tolerance to wheat streak mosaic virus and have an intermediate reaction to the stripe rust disease that became a problem this year.
Thanks, John. For more information on Westbred wheat varieties, go to westbred.com. A native of Oklahoma, formerly on staff with the Noble Research Institute, Dr. Mariah Johnson is the Senior Director for Sustainability with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And at a recent conference, she talked about some of the research projects that NCBA and the industry is working on in the arena of sustainability.
Additionally, there's another project that's just been funded out of Kansas State University, in which they're assessing the human benefits of grazing those rangelands in the Great Plains. And so again, showing the benefits that cattle are bringing beyond the beef on these private lands in our Great Plains. And so showing that beef is good and it is positive for people and for our planet, and certainly profit as well. So continuing in that theme just a little, this is a headline we've seen many times in the news, is this thought about removing cattle from grazing lands. And why do we need cattle on the grazing lands? And for many of the folks who are not engaged in agriculture, they don't inherently understand that. So how can we help them understand that cattle do more than just take up space, right? Because when they see headlines and stats like these that cattle are the single major occupant of all the land in the U.S., I think they have questions about, well, how much land should cattle use? And is that right? And so they just think of cattle as being a user and not really bringing all of those benefits and all of these positive attributes that we get from having cattle on the land. That's what this research is really working towards.
And Dr. Johnson says that when cattle are grazing on the land, that helps mitigate the potential for wildfire.
As one small example, that would be using cattle as a tool and using them as a tool to graze and reduce that fuel load, which helps us to reduce our wildfire risk. And so in using cattle as that tool, we're doing many things. We're helping to protect the ecosystem. We're helping to protect that soil health, because when those wildfires burn at very hot temperatures, they're killing those beneficial microorganisms in the soil. We're also protecting wildlife and their habitat, and certainly public safety and keeping our firefighters and frontline workers out of the way, because there's not a wildfire. We're protecting that community infrastructure and saving taxpayer dollars all at the same time. And those are things that you as producers are already doing every single day. And that's in addition to providing that beef that's at the center of the plate. But we really don't get the credit for it, and we don't talk about that enough. So yes, we provide that nutrient-rich source of high-quality protein, but we provide so much more than just that. And so I think that's why there are so many things, positive things, to talk about in beef sustainability. So to that end, we have a couple of projects that are ongoing, both out of the University of Wyoming, focusing on that targeted grazing. And so one specifically on that economic side of targeted grazing and how much that's saving, as we just talked about on that previous slide, in infrastructure and taxpayer dollars, in keeping people out of harm's way. But then another project focusing more on that federal land side. So making sure we have research on the federal land side as well as on our private land side. So we, again, are hoping to capture that holistic nature. And so looking at those economic impacts of removing cattle from grazing, those federal grazing lands, and how that would be detrimental, because we know this is a really symbiotic relationship, you know, but from the scientific standpoint, being able to represent that and to show that it would certainly impact economic sustainability of many of you as producers to not have access to those federal grazing lands, but also that the federal government is likely going to have to spend a lot more to mechanically manage these lands if we don't keep cattle out on them.
Dr. Mariah Johnson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.